Case number 12,660, J&J Cooper Family LLC seek variances from the side yard setback requirement for existing structures. Sections 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the south side of Venture Lane within the White's Neck Village subdivision. The 911 address is 35934 Venture Lane, Millville. The zoning district is MR, tax map is District 134, map 8, parcel 24. The applicant is seeking a 5.6-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard for an existing shed and a 6.5-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard for an existing garage. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
You will please come forward, be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Guy Cooper. I live at 31855 Warren Wingate Lane, Dagsboro.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, Chairman, members of the board.
Understand you're here for some variances, or for a couple of variances. We have some criteria. Would you mind going through them?
Yes, I sure will. Okay, I've got the criteria for our variance. I guess I'm asking for, looks like 5.5 feet from my existing garage. Uniqueness of the property. My father passed away, and the property become me and my mother's. And we didn't know that this property was in violation because the existing garage that's on there has been there for 35 years. Number two, I guess, cannot otherwise be developed. I'm just trying to clean up this non-conforming setback from 1985 because we've sold the place now, so we just want to clean it up for the present owners. Number three, my father, which is deceased, probably didn't know the rules, and if he did, it wouldn't have happened. And will not alter the characteristics of the neighborhood. I haven't had any complaints, you know, about the building since it's been there, since I'm going to say 85, and you know, I don't see anything foreseeable in the future. You know, we're, you know, all the neighbors, you know, we all got along good. I mean, we're not there anymore. We got new people there, but it's, you know, everybody got along good in the community. And the minimum variance, this is just a minimal variance to make this property in compliance for the county rules.
Okay. Does that complete your presentation?
That's it.
Do we have any questions for this gentleman?
Sir, so you've already sold the property?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm assuming you're doing this as a courtesy to the buyer?
Yes.
Okay. Is the, so I see we've got a garage and then there's two sheds. Are those like additions to the garage, or are they standalone sheds?
Let me see, I can probably see this better. There is one garage, and there is a lean-to off of the garage, and the shed has been taken down. The shed is no longer there.
Okay.
This is the old photo. And there's other pictures. I think one's a boat and one's a car.
Okay, thank you.
Just to be clear, that you said the shed's been removed. Is that the shed that's closest to Venture Lane? Or is that the one behind the shed, the garage?
No, that is the one closer to Venture Lane.
So that shed's been removed?
And yes.
The lean-to is the one behind the shed?
Yes, the lean-to is where number six is.
Okay. On the survey, they're both marked as sheds, so that's why.
Oh, really? Okay.
I was trying to clarify which one was which.
Okay.
Further questions? Mr. Sharp?
When this was, is there well and septic on this property?
It is county, I think it's county and, I think it's county sewer and water now.
So now, when this was constructed, do you know if it was a septic and well?
Yeah, no, it was a septic and well when it was built.
Do you know where those were located at that time?
Yeah, the well is in the front yard, which is close right by Weiss Neck Road. And then the septic was over on the south side of the number 6, where the lean-to is, kind of parallel south, southeast corner.
Would that have limited the placement options for where a garage and shed could have been located?
I would say it would.
Are there any, it looks like there might be some trees on there, but I can't quite tell. Are there any trees on this property that also were limited where this could have been put?
At the time, I believe there was. Like say it was 30 some years ago, my dad did it. I was a little boy then, so.
And how large are they?
The garage is, I'm going to say off the top of my head, 24 by 24, 20 by 20, somewhere in that area. And then the lean-to probably comes off 8, 10, probably 10 foot. Right. But not quite the length of the garage. Is a little bit longer, deeper than the lean-to, by probably 3 feet on each, on the front and the back.
Okay, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? We have two. Would you like to say anything, or just in? Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Hi, yes. Name is Allison Newsom, and address is 35934 Venture Lane. I'm the current owner of the property.
Is this gentleman behind you going to be testifying as well?
He also supports it. He lives there with me.
Yeah. James Maloney. Current legal address is 11531 Cushman Road, Rockville, Maryland.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Sure. So I just wanted to add that we've had a chance to look over the different variance requirements. We were not aware at the time that we put an offer in at the house about these issues. It came up. We got a survey done just as due diligence to make sure everything was above board. And as Guy was saying, that the current garage and lean-to are encroaching into the setbacks, we want to apply for the variance to get that all squared away. And just wanted to say, if you have any questions about the different criteria and why we feel that this does meet the 5, happy to answer or clarify anything.
Questions? Thank okay. you.
Great. Thank you so much.
So that was two in favor. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12660 for J.J. Cooper Family LLC for the request of variances pending a final written decision based upon the record. The property has unique physical conditions because 35 years ago it had a septic, a well, and large trees. And exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and represent the minimum variances necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for those reasons.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for the reasons.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12660 has been approved.
Thank you.
Good evening. Next application.